You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1523. Today's tip features Horses in the Morning co-hosts Glenn and Jamie, along with their guest Wendy Hofsty from Unicorn Trails, and they have a great primer on equestrian vacations. And we'll get right to our tip after we hear from today's sponsor, Equestrian Plus.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more featuring top experts including five-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, five-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe.
We have Wendy Hofsty with us of Unicorn Trails, and I assume you're in the UK someplace?
We are, yes. I'm in Biggleswade, Bedfordshire, which is just north of London.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty. Did I see your veterinary surgeon or were at one time?
Yeah, I still am, but that's how I started, and then wanted to see the world because travel is my other obsession, and then ended up working as a vet in the UK in England, and saving all my money for 6 months and taking 6 months off and traveling until one day we decided to travel on horseback just all together, myself and two other veterinary friends. They're from New Zealand.
And then you ended up starting a travel agency. Now, do you go to all of these places and then look at the horses mm-hmm. as a veterinarian? Are you always critical?
Yeah. Yeah, I am, I have to say. We send you places which have happy, healthy horses. And I visited 95%. I mean, at the moment, we have 330 programs.
Wow.
With 180 partners. Yes. So in 56 countries. So I can't go to all the new ones, although I make a pretty good attempt. And I've been to 95% of them.
Wow.
But the rest of my staff go to the rest. And we have other vets on the staff as well. So, we are fanatical about making sure that the horses are in good condition.
What's the advantage of using a company like yours instead of booking directly?
Well, I think it's really important for people to get a personal independent advice, because you call up a place. Well, first of all, places can look completely different on the internet than they are in real life. So you've got to be a bit careful about that. But then say you find a place that we list, you call them up and they'll say, yeah, we're the perfect place for you. But everybody has different expectations. You know, some people are focused on the riding or particular style, say Western or English. Some people are focused on the wildlife or more on the accommodation, the style of riding, the speed of riding, the accommodation, everything. And so we know all our products. So we would be able to match you with something that matched your expectations.
Now, it's so overwhelming when you go to your website because there's so much offered. So I guess the first thing somebody should do when considering a riding holiday is just kind of where in the world they want to go. Is that the first consider? Obviously, budget. You know, that's just a given. But
yeah, I think it's when you want to go, because certain and how long you want to go and what your riding ability or what you want to do. Do you want to ride just 2 or 3 hours a day and have a lovely vacation? Or do you want to actually spend as much time as possible on a horse and that sort of thing? And then because if you want to say, you know, go on a safari, there's a rainy season, the short rains and the long rains in Kenya, and then there's the flood season in the Okavango Delta in Botswana, and you know, there's South America across the Andes, for instance, you can only really do in December, January, February. The rest of the time it's all snowed under. So really depending when and what sort of riding, and then where.
I wanted to focus on Africa. I know you've obviously ridden all around the world. You could talk all day on this topic, but we haven't talked a lot in Travel Week about Africa. And it's every horse girl's dream, right, to ride in Africa.
Oh, it is just amazing.
So, you know, I think Africa would be one of those that you really want to book a trip through a group like yours.
Oh, absolutely. Because there's a couple of things to consider. The type of game you're going to see, some game can be dangerous if approached wrong. Some game, it really doesn't matter. You know, they're just going to run away if you fall off your horse in front of them. So you want to be absolutely sure about the safety, how good your guides are. You also want to be absolutely sure that everything is, it's a big investment. It's a long way to go. You want to have the best experience possible. And I grew up in Africa, so you know, that's part of my blood. I still think it's always amongst my top three favorite trips would be a safari on horseback, because you're traveling, you're as one of the animals. If your horse puts his head down and grazes and relaxes, all the animals around you relax because they know there's no predator. If your horse starts running off and galloping, they all get worried and they start running as well because they think there might be something about to eat them.
So if of all the Africa trips that you offer, what's the one you go, okay, I'm a half-decent rider, but it's my first trip, you know, equestrian trip. It's my first time going on a horsey riding vacation. Is there one that you would, and I know this may change, obviously you also have to keep an eye on the politics and what's the wars and everything else going on, right? Is there one, though, you go, that's the one you should do first?
Well, that's a very loaded question because, you know, without a doubt, the two top destinations on my list would be Kenya, Maasai Mara, and Okavango Delta in Botswana. And those are the really big five, big game areas. You want to be a pretty confident rider. Not that they're dangerous, but if you have to follow a backup guide out and you have to go off at a smart canter, we can't have people after two strides who say, oh, whoa, I want to walk now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work that way. But, you know, if you start at the top, you've got nowhere to go. So I always start riding in, say, South Africa, or some of the ones with not quite as much challenge to them, and then work your way up to the others. You know, it's amazing riding in somewhere like South Africa or Thule Block in Botswana or Zambia. There's just dozens of places that are beautiful with that whole bush safari wildlife experience without having to pay the earth for it. So, you know, the thing about traveling on horseback is it's a unique way to see the world. You can get completely off the beaten track. You get away from the tourist crowds and you're part of the local community, because everywhere we have a horseback vacation, there's a horse culture. And they're all different. So the Chagras in Ecuador is like the Ecuadorian cowboys. They have a culture all of their own with these ponchos and the riding, and there's cattle herding up there. And you know, it's you just become part of a different community, and you see the whole world in a different way. And you can go so much further than you can when you're walking. You can look around you because your horse is watching his feet. When you're hiking, you're just watching, you know, where you put your feet. On a horse, you can just wander off and look around you. I'm just a complete convert. It's an amazing experience.
So you also do rides here, right?
Oh, yeah, because you have such a special country. You know, you've got a huge amount of space, and a lot of it is completely unspoiled. So, and not to mention a horse culture, which is second to none. It's famous worldwide. You know, the movies just do nothing but, you know, showcase cowboy culture. And it's true, and it's there. I mean, Montana, Colorado, the whole of the Rockies, it's amazing. And Canada, you know, Banff National Park, all those sort of places.
But here's the difference between the U.S. and riding in the U.S. and riding in like Africa. So I'm looking on your website on unicorntrails.com, and I'm looking at destinations, and it talks about like riding ability that's required. And, you know, in the States and in the West, yeah, you know, and walk, 10-minute trot, maybe a little lope, you know. Here at the ones in Africa, it says riding ability, rising trot for 10-minute stretches, and the ability to gallop away from danger. Like, that's awesome.
This is one of the things. People will often exaggerate their riding ability a little bit, but we find they don't really do it when it comes to safaris. And in fact, if anything, people underestimate their riding abilities. And we're really happy with that, because there's nothing worse than going on a ride that's, you know, advertised for good riders, and then somebody can't ride and you're having to, you know, slow down. And that's what we specialists are about, making sure that doesn't happen to you.
I don't ride. I'm a horse husband, but I drive. I drive carriages. Is there a carriage driving vacation?
Oh, yeah, there is. We've got one in Norway, which is amazing. And we also, I'm just working on a new one in South Africa, actually, in the Cape. So that is actually surprisingly popular, not only for people who don't ride, but also for people who used to ride but feel like they can't really do a day in the saddle anymore. And there's also combinations. You know, there's sort of places where the husbands can fish and, you know, people can ride, or where the husbands do mountain biking tours. We've got one in the vineyards of Alsace in France, where, you know, you can mountain bike and ride and meet up for wine tastings, those sorts of things.
Wendy, the website is unicorntrails.com. You've been a great guest, and we love talking to you. I appreciate
it. Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.